This is the Pacifica National Board meeting for, it's a special teleconference on Sunday, September 13th, 2009. And we're going to start the meeting. Richard, can you please call the roll?
Okay. Sherry Gindelman?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Andrea Turner? Andrea, can you hear you? Joe Gonzalez?
Verizon Wireless.
Joe Gonzalez? I think he's here. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Sean O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Rico Ross? Rico? George Ryder?
Here.
You say Sandra's not here. Okay. Susan Young? Wendy Shrill?
Here.
Just messed you up there, Wendy. Nia Bediako?
Present.
Carolyn Burton?
Here.
Kathy Davis? Kathy? Jamie Ross? Jamie? A.C. Bird? A.C. Bird?
Hello, this is Susan Young.
Susan, got you. Thank you.
Hello, this is Andrea. Andrea Turner.
Got you, Andrea. Joe Gonzalez, are you there? No? Okay, A.C. Bird, Edward Graham, Lucette King. Billy Ray Edwards.
Here.
David Beaton. Sophia Wangaza?
Here.
Okay, you have a quorum.
Okay. Thank you very much, Richard. Will anyone volunteer to be our timekeeper this evening?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did I miss Jim Brown? I think he's here. Jim?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
And this is LaVarn. I'm also here. And I might add, I haven't heard from Kathy, but Kathy was, like, extremely ill. Friday, we went out to memorial service over in Newark, and she was, like, really sick then. And I'm sure she's still sick. I'll try to get in touch with her, though.
Thanks, LaVarn. Okay. Would anyone like to volunteer to be our timekeeper?
Happy to do it, Grace, if nobody else wants to.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
No problem.
The first thing is approval of the agenda. Are there any additions, corrections?
Yeah, this is George.
Yes, George.
The first item listed under the governance report, which was a motion to have the LSB chairs report to the secretary of the PNB who was on their the PNB committees from the LSB. That was already passed. That shouldn't be on the agenda.
Okay. So we'll, if there's no objection, we'll remove that. Okay. Are there any other changes, additions, corrections?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure where this belongs, but there has been a request by several board members for advice of counsel regarding one of the decisions made about the recall procedure.
Yes. Would you like to put that as the first thing on the governance committee?
I think that sounds like a good idea because it is basically continuation of the prior business brought forward by the governance committee.
Okay. All right. And I believe, Joe, are you there? I think that's
Yes, I'm here.
Ed, did you want to present that motion you emailed to us?
With respect to the recall?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So we'll, Susan, did you have an idea how much time you wanted to give to that?
Well, I think one of the things that's important about that is whether Ricardo is ready to address it. because the request has been made, and if the request needs to be sent forward to him, then it's a simple matter. If he is going to be responding to us, then it probably takes longer.
Well, he should be on the call. He should be on the call now, actually. He may have not understood that it was at 4 tonight instead of 5, and if somebody can volunteer to give him a call to remind him, because he's supposed to be on this call for agenda item 6, which I see looking at the agenda is misnumbered.
Unless someone else has the number, if you email it to me, I will call him.
Okay, sure, I will. And okay, so
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just a point of information here. George, did you say that the LSB had passed this motion about names to the PNB?
No, I said the PNB had passed the motion.
I mean the PNB had passed it?
Yes.
Did we? I don't remember that.
I do remember it, and I did check with Richard. He remembered it also.
The PNB passed it, because I don't see how that would have been, how it's possible, since some of the LSBs won't have elected their people in those at that time frame.
Okay, it's not that the LSBs have passed it; the PNB passed it. Now it goes to the.
But it's asking the LSBs to turn in all of the names within 2 days, when chronologically, a lot of the LSBs won't have elected their.
Well, this discussion came up at the time. According to the bylaws, they're supposed to be elected, but even if they aren't elected, there are previous members from the previous LSB who are continuing members of the committee. And the point of the motion was so that we can get our committees up and running without having to spend 3 weeks chasing down who it is that's on them. And we did discuss it, and it was passed.
And I just may be mistaken about us passing it. Sorry.
Okay, so we're going to be putting an agenda item for regarding the recall procedures and the legal aspect of that.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We have been in time for over 2 minutes.
Okay.
Motion to extend by 2 minutes?
Wait, aren't we discussing the agenda?
Exactly.
Yes, we are, but there's a time limit to that agenda item approval.
Well, we didn't approve it yet. Could we just go forward without voting to extend time?
Well, no, you don't understand.
Sure. If there's
no
objection, we'll extend time for 3 minutes to
there's nothing
complete
to extend.
The agenda.
All right, never mind.
Okay? So now, we'll decide later on how much time we want to give this recall procedure legal business, okay? Joe,
What is it that's being put on the agenda?
Okay.
Is that me? What is it that's being put on agenda? Ricardo's response?
Okay, there were several requests. I don't know what that is. Okay, there were several requests for a legal opinion Okay, that's troubling. All right. Hopefully that won't continue. There were several requests for legal opinion about the decision we made regarding the KPFA recall procedure to whether there would be a legal opinion, whether that should be continued without legal review. That was asked by several PNB members. Joe Wanzala put forward a motion for this meeting. Ricardo responded to it that he had no objection to the wording of Joe's motion in an email. I'm not sure whether that email was directed to the whole board or just to Joe with me copied on it. Joe, do you have the capability to send that back and forth, the motion and Ricardo's response to the board at this time?
Wait, the motion with respect to the recall election?
Yes, the one you just put together recently.
I sent it to the board just yesterday.
Okay.
I can find. I want to. I.
All right. Never mind. I'll find it and I'll send it. I'll send it to the board. Joe, I think you need to. Mute.
Okay, I will resend it.
Okay.
He has a zoo?
That would be good.
Yeah, what is that, Joe? Is that you?
What the hell is that, a chimpanzee? Well, what is that about?
I think he's at a candidate forum.
Sounds like the New York Disruptor.
Right. Well, actually not, no. I'm a friend.
Oh, that was you. So sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm at another event, so.
Okay.
Sorry.
Where are we?
So you need me to resend you the motion asking for getting the board to get an attorney from attorney about a legal standard for the recall? Is that what you're talking about?
Ricardo responded to you saying he had no objection to that.
Okay, I don't think I saw that email.
Okay, I'll find it and I'll forward it somehow.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so now, are there any other corrections, additions to this agenda?
Yeah, Grace. Jamie, who will be joining us shortly, says he doesn't need 30 minutes for the finance report, that more like 10 will do.
Okay, that's good. So if there's no objection, we'll make that. We'll shorten that agenda item. Ricardo, are you on this call?
Yeah.
Okay, Ricardo's not on the call. Can somebody, if I email you Ricardo's number, Ifeo, you'll call Ricardo, right?
Yes, yes,
okay.
I will.
As soon as I get a chance, I'll do that.
Okay.
The next thing is, any other changes to this agenda? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
So moved. Second.
Second.
Okay. Any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, we'll go on to the next thing, which is approval of minutes. Is there a motion to approve this set of minutes, or are there any corrections to the set of minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving the minutes from the August 26th?
I haven't had the opportunity to read them, so I'm abstaining.
Okay. Can you note Cherry's abstention, please, Richard?
Yeah.
Any other?
I'm abstaining also, Turner.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, because I didn't read them. I'm sorry.
All right.
Leslie's abstaining because I was not here for part of these.
Okay. All right. Any other abstentions from...
Jim Brown, because I'm just getting back in town, and I haven't had a chance to read them yet.
Okay. Anyone else?
Billy Ray.
All right. Anyone else?
I've read them, and they're great. Move approval.
Okay. So if there's no other objections or abstentions, we'll approve these minutes. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, the minutes are approved with the abstentions noted. Okay, next thing on the agenda is acknowledgments. Anyone have an acknowledgement?
I got one. This is Sean.
Yes.
I'd just like to acknowledge our Secretary Richard and all of his friends who are putting together the effort to go from Texas to New York to help our sister station in New York with a little remodeling and fixing up. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, thank you so much,
absolutely.
Richard.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I hope that every member on this PMB is sending a check to support Richard and encouraging their friends to do so.
We do it by PayPal directly to BAI, and they give him the money that way?
That's the way to do it, Sia. You're right.
No, LaVarne.
No, that would take too long. I think the way they've set it up already will work just fine.
Okay.
I'm sure that could happen. It makes it that the staff has to be involved, which might be a detriment, but I'm sure if people want to send BAI money, that's a good idea.
If you will send it to me, care of Mitchell Cohen, I'll get it from Mitchell when I'm up there.
Okie doke. Any other?
And
I appreciate
appreciate everybody that's contributing to this.
Okay.
This is Rico.
Okay. I'm losing track here.
Sherry.
Sherry. Okay, Sherry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to acknowledge Mitch Jesuit and the whole production team for the return of Letters to and from Washington.
Woo-hoo!
It's a great mm-hmm. show, and for those of you who haven't had the pleasure of meeting Mitch, he's just a very dynamic, intellectually and politically compelling guy and very entertaining, and I'm thrilled that it's back.
Try and get your stations to carry it.
Yeah. Ours is.
I mean the other ones.
This is...
Okay, George. Who was next? George?
No.
Okay. Oh,
LaVorne.
LaVorne. Go ahead, LaVorne.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry I stepped away. Yes, thank you, Richard. This is like really a good morale booster for the station and as far as working together. It's really a good example for projects that we can do in the future, not only among the stations, but as I talked on the Finance Committee with the affiliates. But, you know, just wanted everyone to know that one of the staff at BAI lost his father, Michael Haskins, and there was a memorial service on Friday. It was very moving. And that, you know, just wanted to let you know of his home going, and that, you know, he's really, really an excellent employee for Pacifica Foundation. And, you know, he's been really instrumental in terms of helping with the turnaround at BAI from, you know, from within.
Great. Thank you, LaVorne. Any other acknowledgments? I've lost track of the stack. I'm sorry. Who was on it? Anyone else? All right. Then I assume there are no more acknowledgments. And we'll move on to the my executive director report. Joe, do you want to take over the chair for a few minutes? Are you there?
Actually, let's start with the door. I won't be able to keep it stacked because I'm in transit right now.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Ifia, are you around or are you calling Ricardo?
I'm in a board meeting.
Ifia, are you there?
Yes, you can go ahead and start. I'm doing both.
I would need you to chair as the secretary. Because I'll just start reading the report.
I can chair if you want.
All right. Well,
or George.
I think that Ifia can do it because there's nothing to chair while I'm reading the report.
Go ahead, Grace.
Minutes. Okay, here we go. This is my report as the executive director, and the first thing is the election report. Les Radke said all the ballots for every station have been mailed out. Web pages are up for candidates. Web pages now have candidate statements and pictures, which are optional, plus audio MP3 statements. And he said we're also going to put up all the on-air forums on the website and some of the off-air forums because they've been recorded in decent sound. WBAI has over 40 candidates. KPFK has 35 candidates. KPFA has 29. WPFW 26. KPFT has 11. Now, I think there may have been some disqualifications. This was as of a week or so ago. But
at KPFT?
No.
Okay.
I believe that there were some disqualifications actually at KPFK. Anyway, moving on about the election. Les said we're now making sure that the counting software actually works, especially with the longer ballots. The mailing cost $14,000, 18 cents a packet. The WBAI and KPFK booklets were 64 pages. And he also said one of the first things we should do in November is work on keeping the unpaid staff list accurate and up to date.
Hear, hear.
Yes. It should be noted that the ballots in the last election, I looked through my own email for this, were not mailed out until October. So we're really on schedule in this election. And I'd like to strongly acknowledge Les Radke and our really terrific local election supervisors. They've been doing a great job. There's great news from the Pacifica Archives. The Pacifica Archives has officially received a notice of a $100,000 grant from the American Archive Pilot Project. This is with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This $100,000 is dedicated to KPFA recordings only from 1954 to 1975, And these are recordings related to the civil rights movement, LGBT issues, Latino, Chicano issues, prisoner rights, disability rights, etc., within that time period. This project is for preservation, digitization, storage and distribution, cataloging, and copyright research. According to Brian DeShazer, Pacifica Archives Director, so we're influencing what the media, what the metadata are. CPB has spent $4 million on this project. This huge project is for only in a six-month period. In other words, this is supposed to be all completed in 6 months. So we have to ramp up our whole operation to complete the work involved. There will be an archives two-day fund drive on November 16th and 17th. This is network-wide. KPFA will do 3 days of their own drive after that. Now on to the technical report. John L. Meller reports that the extra reporting needed to comply with the sound exchange requirements is still being thrashed out. The tech department is still working on the protocols. Also, Pacifica is adding two new subcarrier contracts at WPFW and WAI. This will mean a little bit of extra income for the national office. And now the Human Resources Report. Ahmad Anderson, National Human Resources Director, reports on the launching of the Pacifica Foundation University. This went live on August 31st. Quite a number of paid staff have already completed their required sexual harassment training. Ahmad will be submitting a volunteer handbook to the GMs by September 30th for their input. He said, quote, in mid-October, we hope to roll out sexual harassment training for unpaid staff along with a volunteer handbook. In mid-October, we'll be rolling out the performance evaluation online training for how to do performance evaluation of staff. In that process, throughout January, we will be working on how to set up goals for staff as well as competencies. They'll understand what is expected from them, and they will be given the chance to do self-evaluations. Now on to the Affiliate Director Report. Ursula Rudenberg, Pacifica Affiliates Director, reports that she is getting contract renewals and new contracts completed. There are two new stations added to the affiliate network, PKUT in Montreal and another station in Ashland, North Carolina. We're going to lose some stations this year, she said, due to financial considerations. She's working hard on getting the affiliation fees. Ursula adds, quote, what I'm learning through my work is people see the affiliate network as a way to offer something for community activism. We have to figure out a way to support different communities. I'm putting a lot of thought into how to create an internet portal to support community activism through radio. About 15 stations in the network have expressed active support. LaVorne Williams adds, maybe we can get some stations to adopt an affiliate so that we can help them. These are my notes, basically, from the GM teleconference we hold with all the directors, general managers from all the stations, and the affiliate director, and archives director, and human resources director. Now I'm going to move on to the station report.
Madam Chair, we're at time, and I move for two more minutes.
Okay, is there any objection to that? I'll try to read faster.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Leslie. I'd like to move for 10 minutes so we have time to ask questions here.
Second.
Okay.
Is there any objection to 10 minutes? There being none, then we'll extend for 10 minutes.
Okay, so I'll continue with station reports. First, WBAI. LaVorne Williams, interim GM of WBAI, reports that WBAI is getting a new phone system and that their WBAI is getting a lot of help from KPFK staff with that. She further said, WBAI is totally amazing. The people are truly tremendous. We set a goal for $450,000 for the last summer fund drive. We made the goal one day early. Because the momentum was there, we decided to extend the drive. One day we raised $72,000 and then $76,000 on another day. That's way higher than WBAI's normal average. With one health show, we raised over $100,000. We have the West Indian Carnival that starts today. That was about a week and a half ago. We're going to air some of that on Labor Day, I guess you all did. And also, there are ads in The Nation magazine offering a DVD of a recent Noam Chomsky speech that have brought in over 700 donations through PayPal so far. And LeVarn also added that their database at WBAI is a big weakness, and she has found somebody who will be able to assist in that weak area. The WBAI fund drive will be October 13th to November 4th. KPFT, Dwayne Bradley, KPFT General Manager, reports about the PTFP grant. KPFT rewrote the grant and requested an equipment change, dropping some of the expensive equipment and adding some studio equipment upgrades. Dwayne said, hello, that he said that we hope to have equipment installed by the end of next month. We scaled the project from a $50,000 project down to $20,000. And they're having some a donation of bandwidth for the internet, and they won't be having their fall fund drive until November 10th through the 11th. That's when it's starting. I might have gotten that incorrectly. Wendy or Susan, do you know when, or George, do you know when the fall fund drive is going to be for KPFT?
This, Wendy, I was a little surprised to see it was going to be that late. I made a note and I've already written to Dwayne about it. I don't know.
Is that correct, though, that it isn't starting till November?
Not to my knowledge. The way we had, remember we were talking about when to schedule the KPFT fund drive, and we were always talking about that our drive was going to start, like, on October 16th. Anyway, but they could have changed it. I don't know. I'm finding out.
No, I have a feeling that I wrote that down wrong. So
oh, good, because I was really confused. I'm the chair of the development committee there.
Okay, if you could find out, so that's like a little error. I'll have to review.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Okay, KPFA Lem Rijo, KPFA general manager, reports that the KPFA fund drive will be from September 16th to October 2nd. A KPFK has the same dates. She met with a series of major donors, and she has convinced some of them to add KPFA to their wills. The fall drive is the biggest drive of the year, next to winter. Also, at the beginning of the fiscal year, they'll be making some staff changes, and she's working on a way to talk about the fund drive so that it has a cohesive message. And then they're bringing back the show Letters to Washington, and there's a slight name change in that, Letters to Washington rather than from Washington. And this series will focus on the health care debate. It's easy to distribute. The music is copyright free. And Brian DeShazer added that the archives can put together a Letters to Washington premium. WPFW, Grigsby Hubbard, interim general manager of WPFW, reports our fund drive will be October 12th through the 27th. And that September's a busy month. There will be another community advisory board meeting on the 21st. There's a D.C. Blues Festival, the Bluebird Blues Festival. Also, WPFW is co-sponsoring an opening of an Ethiopian film with the European Union. And he introduced B.B. King at the Wolf Trap last Sunday night. Last Friday, I mean, this is a couple of weeks ago, they broadcast 3 hours of live poetry, including two local slam teams and a number of poet laureates from the region. And he says that the station's very upbeat and positive. KPFK, Bob Conger, KPFK interim general manager, reported, for a few days we thought that Mount Wilson might burn down. That's where our transmitters are. The Forest Service and fire departments trimmed a lot of vegetation, and there were a lot of fire retardant drops and water drops. TV station engineering crews were allowed up to Mount Wilson. Our transmission was never interrupted, and the weather has started cooling down. And then he further said we had some August fund drive days. The first two in the first 2 weeks of August were not very successful at all. We put a Thursday and Friday together, and we did much, much better. Plus, we got a major donor donation. $90,000 was the total for the August fund drives for KPFK. Not good, but more than we had before. Our fall fund drive will be from September 15th to October 4th. We'll build up a lot of momentum from the last 2 day. We built up a lot of momentum from the last 2 day drive. In other words, with the staff. And he's saying that the staff is totally wants to go for broke for this fall fund drive, and there's a lot of energy around it. And he feels that the KPFK staff are an incredible group of people, and that they're very positive about KPFK and the fund drive. And that's it for my report.
We have 3 minutes, 27 seconds. Questions?
Yeah, Leslie on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Two quick things, Grace. Just to add to the KPFK report a little bit, last night, I saw you there, our Spanish language program sponsored a very successful Bailando fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I don't know the dollars yet, but the organizers were estimating over 500 people were in attendance. So, I think that was huge. I would also like to ask, do you know why, and I wish Les were on the call, but why were candidates here decertified last week? We're 2 months into the campaign. These people have poured their heart and souls into this, and now they're being disqualified. I understand their petitions weren't valid. Why is this being checked now? Do you know?
I think you need to address that to Michael Sanchez. I heard this through the grapevine. I don't know why.
Okay, well, I haven't gotten an answer except that he's been very busy, which I understand, but I wish Les were on the call, that's all.
Okay. I'm open for other questions.
Rico, yeah, this is you had mentioned something about AI and...
Just a moment. Rico is next, AC.
Okay.
Yeah, Grace, I was just wondering, what was our target for the last fund drive? I know you say we raised $90,000. What was our target?
Well, we had a bunch of mini drives. We were hoping to raise $160,000, which was our fiscal year 2009 shortfall. So $90,000 at least is more than halfway there.
Is it set up where we have it kind of broken down what we have to make fund drive? I wanted to find out what that figure was, and then I can dictate how short we were from it.
Okay. No, there was no. This was not really in the budget. These were added little mini fund drive one day days.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So there was no projected income, except there was hope that the combination of those 4 days or so would total up to $160,000. We didn't reach that.
Okay. I have been getting some listeners that there is a little bit of fatigue about our fund drive, so kind of questioning. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. AC?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you could repeat. She mentioned something earlier about BAI and WPFW in terms of possibility of new generation. What was that about?
Say that again. I don't understand the question.
Well, I think you mentioned earlier about something happening with BAI and WPFW, and maybe some revenue that can be generated from that, and I'm not sure what it was.
Oh.
Sideband.
Yeah, that's a sideband that's in the technical report. Two new subcarrier contracts at WPFW and WBAI.
Villarreal on the stack.
And Wendy?
We're at time.
Oh.
Move to extend by 10 minutes.
Second. Andrea.
Are there any objections to extending by 10 minutes? Hearing none, then we'll proceed for another 10 minutes.
Okay.
Madam Chair, who's next?
Billy Ray is next.
and then Wendy.
Yes, you know, I remember, you know, 90, maybe 88, that the sideband for WPFW was to be rented. And I asked a question then, and I ask that question now. Who is renting those sideband channels? What organizations?
Radio Maria.
And what are their goals or mission?
You know, I don't have that information. Otis, are you on the line? I'm sorry, I can try and get it for you. I can ask John L. Mello, who's working on that.
Yeah.
He's the technical director, to report about that to the board.
I have the website up in front of me, if that's any help. I can read what they say about themselves. It's one sentence.
Go ahead.
Please.
Radio Maria is a tool of evangelization which serves the Catholic Church in the United States as a radio network committed to calling for conversion through programming which offers plenty of space for prayer, catechism, and human development.
Okay. Thank you, Leslie.
You're welcome.
All right.
Wendy's next.
Jim on the second.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to, hi, this is Andrea. I'm going to check out and then I'll check back in just for a few minutes, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Jim? Hello?
Jim, that's the third person.
I heard George say something, but I don't know what it was.
As a point of information.
Oh, go ahead, George.
Do we have a policy as to who can or can't rent our sidebands?
You know, I'm sorry, but I'm not familiar with that. I think that this is a renewal. I think it was ongoing at KPFT. Is that correct?
Yeah, I can sort of speak to it.
Yeah, could you?
Radio Maria is like the our one subcarrier leasing organization that's been for years. I didn't, you know, I'm assuming we still have them too, and then they're leasing WPFW. I didn't know about this until just now, but I do know, you know, they're a religious organization, and our engineer, Steve Brightwell, at the time that we first made this lease was a little, you know, worried because he's a gay man, and Catholics, Catholic evangelists don't tend to approve of that sort of thing, and I don't know what he did, but somehow he came out of it feeling like it was okay to at least, you know, understand that only people with certain kinds of radios can get that. There was a time when this was a very profitable enterprise for Pacifica, that these subcarrier leases made a lot of money. They aren't so valuable anymore with the advent of the internet and other things, and so I don't know if this is good to say on an open stream, but it's, you know, probably a good idea to lease these out while we still can. And anyway, I don't know what he did, but somehow he decided it was probably okay to lease to this organization. And I wanted to ask my own question about the KPFK report and the mini fund drives. So he says that Mr. Conger says that the first two drives, I guess they had, I don't know if they were one-day drives or was it two-day drives?
They were two separate one-day drives.
Okay, so he says that the first two weren't very successful, and then I guess maybe there was a two-day drive that was a Thursday and a Friday, and it was much, much better.
Yes.
So... Were we following any kind of established? I mean, I read the NFCB list, you know, and there's kind of some established advice on how to pull off a good one-day drive, and I was just curious, how do you guys know how we did this and what changed for the other drive besides that they got a major donor donation for the second one or the third one?
The last two-day drive was successful without the major donor.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. So what did they change?
They did much stronger pitching.
Uh-huh.
the two separate earlier one-day drives had softer pitching, not as much pitching.
Okay.
There was an attempt to have, we had a very successful one-day drive last December or November around feeding the homeless.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
That went very well. There was an attempt in one of these earlier August drives to do that again, and it completely flopped.
Was it a different organization?
Different organization.
That you were trying to share with?
Yeah, but I don't think it had to do with that. It was somehow the drive wasn't organized well enough, and there was no fallback.
Well, let me just say this. You know, so we do need to keep in mind that adding more days isn't always going to be successful, and that there's that point of diminishing returns. You know, I hope that the BAI drives are going to start being shorter. I did notice in this report that the next one seems to be exactly 3 weeks. That sounds way better than 27 days or, you know, almost a month that they were before. Anyway, yeah, I hope that we can work on doing. I don't think KPFK is as used to doing a summer drive as the rest of our stations are. I mean, they for a while got away with not doing one at all. And so that summer drive, you know, to see this and to see in August that we had a really rough time there, and then to say, well, our next drive starts just September 15th, which is, you know, not even 6 weeks later, and to say, well, we're sure that one's going to be good, we have to be really careful. And so I think that it can be, but just, you know, summertime people are gone, and I don't know, I'd love us to start thinking about not having summer drives at all, you know, working harder on the other two, three, or whatever we can do.
Okay.
Jim?
Yes, I just wanted to go back to the subcarrier again. How will the individual stations benefit from renting the subcarriers?
You know, I really don't. I'll have to have John give you a report about that. I don't have any real information about it.
Okay.
But you know, I hear that you're all interested, so I will have him write a report, and I'll forward that to you, or have him forward it to the board.
Great.
There, I have no one else on the stack.
Okay. So I guess I'll take, you'll give me back the chair,
I
right?
I return Sophia? The floor to the chair to the chair.
Okay, thanks, Sophia. Were you able to reach Ricardo, by the way?
Yes, I did, and he is calling in directly.
Okay, great.
I'm on the line now, Grace.
Okay, thanks, Ricardo. The next thing on the agenda is the CFO report. LaVarne, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Just briefly, for the this month, for September, as we all know, based on the 2009 budget, is that this month when we're all expecting a cash flow shortfall, and we're definitely experiencing that now. And due particularly to stations where the fundraising was lower than what was in the budget. So my responsibility at this time is working with Ricardo, and we'd already set up, I guess Jamie will report from the Finance Committee, set up...
LaVarne?
Yes?
The voice quality is pretty mediocre.
Okay, I'll talk louder. I'm on a cell phone.
Okay.
So as we know from the budget at the month of and from the cash flow that we prepared this year, we did a consolidated cash flow that the month of September that we would have cash flow issues. So that's what we're going through now, and that we are working with in terms of the national office. We are continuing with the we had the $100,000 line of credit. And just a minute. Hello?
Yeah, good. That's much better.
Okay. Sorry about that. So we're experiencing that cash flow shortage because we did prepare the consolidated cash flow and for this year, and so we're experiencing that. And in order to
And because of the shortfall in the listener support from the stations, of course, that means that central services were not transferred to the national office. And so, therefore, what we're doing is trying to make sure that those that we can meet the expenses that are due this month. And as outlined, we have a $100,000 line of credit from Wells Fargo. We had permission to use, again, part of our HEAP fund to take care of the expenses. What we're basically trying to do also is that PSW's having cash flow shortages, so getting permission to actually, we'll have to use some restricted funds to help them over this until we can get into the month of October, when we see that the station is turning around in terms of having more successful fund drives, and also we'll have CPB funding. And particularly with WBAI, we had actually in the summer drive, the dog days of summer, we raised, like we said, over at least $20,000, which was our target, on-air target was $450,000. And I believe in the budget it had $372,000. So for BAI this year, it's like the dark days of summer drive really produced the listeners' support income that we really, really needed. And we're in the process there as CFO, we're getting working with the business manager and the business manager in BAI to get our invoicing out. In fact, we have about $600,000 of invoices that need to be mailed out this week. That's from not just this past drive, but the prior drives also. So basically, again, what we're trying to do is to get through this cash flow shortage and shortfall. You know, it's not a good, it's just a demoralizing period for all of us. And that, you know, as we go into the development of the plan for 2010, we will at least put plans in order to make sure that any listener support that we can expect to see that central services in the national office, and we will not come to this position that we're in now. And of course, we know we're in the position also because we had to pay back that $300,000 line of credit, although we did take that from restricted funds. So again, with just want to refer back to the note that Grace had talked about with the affiliates in terms of looking for other sources of income that I talk with Ursula about that. So, and perhaps for the 2010 budget, what we'll show is an opportunity, an upside on revenue for the affiliates, which will go into the national office. And again, at BAI, as we've said, we had a very, very successful fund drive, listener support, income, then we were actually able to transfer, at least as I had promised, part of some central services for at least July, August, for the Democracy Now! Portion of it for BAI to the national office to help with that. So, and we also had conversations with Dwayne Bradley in terms of short-term borrowing to help us in the national office where, like particularly PFW, with shortfall in revenue and listener support, we have to make sure that we meet both the benefits and, you know, and that you have your payroll and your rent covered. So that's exactly where we are now. And with BAI, talking about the one-day fund drive, that's very interesting. I would need to talk to Wendy a little bit more because that might be something we'll have to do before the end of this month, is to do a one-day drive for. And something we had talked about in terms of having a book introduction and having a one-day or two-day drive to help us through until we can get into October and get the CPB funding.
We are at time.
Move to extend to 5 minutes for questions.
Second.
Is there any objection?
I'm sorry. is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes for questions? Hearing none, I'll take a stack for questions.
Wendy. George back.
Bonnie.
Rico.
Okay.
George.
Did you get Wendy?
Okay.
Did you get Sherry? Can you read the stack back, please, Madam Chair?
I have George, Bonnie, Wendy, Sherry, Rico. Okay.
Yeah, so my question is, who do you need to ask for permission to use restricted funds, and which restricted funds and how much are being used for covering expenses that are coming out of the national office?
Okay.
Okay. The person who I have to ask is that what we'll have to do is look at the source of the original gift to look from Rico to, I'm sorry, hello, Ricardo. I must have Rico on my mind.
That's right, girl. That's right.
That's right. What we have to do is look at the original language of the gift, and then the gift says that we can use the funds for circumstances like we're in now, cash flow shortfall, cannot meet expenses, and then what we'd have to do is to borrow that, and what we've done is our little device is to do our little promissory note to ourselves to pay it back. So that's who I have to consult with and to look at the language of the original gift and then to allow that to happen.
And what is the original gift and how much money is being asked for?
Well, the one that we have actually worked with and released from was the Heath request. So we, as you know, we did the $300,000 and that was the motion, and we have that set up and people have that in their budget to pay it back in 2010 or for a 3-year period, I believe. And then the other is the other part of the Heath request that is in the national office, and that's basically the outlet or the out on that in terms of using it now is that we're in exigent circumstances, and so that will be it. And then PFW actually has restricted funds. It was originally, I think, for building, but some of it was not for building funds, for a new building for PFW. So it's just we have to find the original gift, the language, and see if we can, at this point we meet those circumstances where it can be used for on exception. And I think that if we go back 10 years ago when that was actually done with restricted funds when we were basically on the verge of bankruptcy and no cash and bills to pay, lots of legal bills, which is also our problem this year. We have lots of legal bills to pay, and that's why we're one of the other reasons we're in the cash crunch that we're in today.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, next person on the stack is Bonnie.
In listening to the finance report, the finance committee call, it seemed that we didn't have budgets yet from the national office or from WBAI or from PFW, and I was a little unsure. I didn't quite understand on the call what had transpired with the KPFA budget, which I know was passed by the LSB. Can you just give us a catch-up on all of that and tell us when we're going to have budgets?
Oh, I can tell you. I can give you all of that. Thanks for asking that question. The A budget, we had a turned over to Efren. He didn't have a copy of it. And that he had a copy, but it wasn't complete.
Your phone is breaking up, LaVarn. It's impossible to understand.
For everyone?
We cannot understand you.
You're breaking up and going in and out, LaVarn.
Okay, I don't know. For KPFA, can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
For KPFA, the budget that had initially been sent over, or Efren said it did not have, like for your headcount, it didn't show the headcount by area, like by programming or admin. So he was waiting for that, and that he had not received. So when you said it had been sent over and approved, I guess it had not been sent over and approved in the format so that we will know who the individuals are by name and by department. So that's what's happening with A. With the national, we have completed the basic expense part of the national office budget. What's missing, of course, is the central services part of it. So we'll know what our bottom line is. And the central services would be based on the revenue for each one of the stations. And for BAI, it's something that we're still working on, that, as Grace had mentioned, that we have a person who is helping with financial databases and NEMSIS database. So I have someone now who can get the budget out, because, again, the way the staff is at BAI, Indra has responsibility for database, NEMSIS, premiums, and Yvonne has a basic responsibility for premiums, but Indra is involved in doing invoices. So at this point, we are like stacked up in terms of responsibility. And I've worked on budget and then I have a person in, and we will whip this out like before Tuesday's meeting on the Finance Committee for BAI. So we have part of it. We've discussed it. So Andrew's doing part of it, and then the person I have in working with me, who is Bertolt Reimers, people probably remember him. So, and he's a manager and director of finance at his company, so he's agreed to work with us for a very low rate to help us through this big crunch. I am excited.
So the WBAI budget will be available for the next Finance Committee call?
We should be ready by the next, and I think it's not, I think it's Thursday. Is that correct?
It's Tuesday.
Not sure.
Okay, well, Tuesday. Well, yeah, we should.
I don't really know a lot about finance myself, but might it not make sense to be able to present to the Finance Committee the expense part of the National Office budget so that they can begin to look at it?
Haven't we done that? Did we talk about that? We can do that. No, that's an easy part. That's been done as Grace. It has been reviewed. It has been reviewed with Grace in the past. That was done. It's just the central services part that's missing. But yeah, we could do that. And let's see. Let me get back to the other budget. BAIA National Office. So I guess we answered all three.
PFW,
I can't give you a date on that. I'll have to work with them to come up with a date on that. But we're having meetings then every Tuesday until we can get this budget out.
Okay. The next person on the stack is Wendy.
Could I make a motion to extend, Grace? There's Wendy, and I'd like to ask a question.
Okay. So, you want to extend for 5 minutes? Is that it?
Yeah, that should be good.
Okay, is there any second for that extension?
Second.
Okay. And I'll put you on the stack, Nia, after Wendy, Sherry, and Rico. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none, we'll go on to Wendy.
Hi, LaVarne. My concern is the part of the report where you mentioned that you had talked to the KPFT GM about the fact that I guess that we might need to, I don't know if it was advance central services or loan the network some money or whatever. I just want you to know that I'm hearing a lot of alarm bells being sounded around Houston. You know, we've never been a station that had money before when the network needed it. I do know that we have been a station that needed help in the past, but it was kind of a long time ago. We've kind of been the one now who is being really careful. We're following all the directions of the national office. We've had a cab forever. We try different things to improve programming. We have our town hall meetings. We do every little thing that the network asks, and now people here seem to be freaking out that we might be called upon to share some of our reserves with the network. I don't know. I was going to ask. You said that you had a conversation with the GM about this. I don't know if I want to ask what the outcome was on an open stream. I think I'll just look into this myself, but I do want people to understand that people at stations that have done everything right, and painfully so, legitimately have a concern to be funding other things that they had no control over or even were adverse to at the time. So I just want to make a statement, I guess. I don't know.
Well, let me respond. I share your concern, and I think that this year that those concerns that you're talking about, the CAB, which I meant to tell everyone again that, those requirements for the quarter need to be in. We need to get that into the office, to the national office. Christine is the point person in terms of getting the information in for Grace and I to review. But I share your concern, and I've shared this concern from when I was back on the board, that there has to be a plan in place, which seems to be happening this year, to to make sure that all of KPFT has done these things and have been very successful, but the other stations like BAI has been allowed not to, has been allowed to not do the things that to bring in more listeners, to actually commit to a plan and fill that plan. I mean, they were in a point where they were allowed to do fundraisers, promising premiums, and no means or methods or intention to send them out. So I think that, Wendy, it's what you're saying is absolutely correct, and I think that when, with Grace, you know, with the turnaround with BAI and with the changes in PFW and any other station, I think that we're beginning to see the changes so that we all can be successful as Houston has been. So exactly, I yeah. totally agree, and we are all concerned, but also we are also have and we have bills that we have things that we have to get done, and it's going to require that it's going to require that discipline and that borrowing in order to get it done, but not from an outside source, but from internal within the network.
Okay, thank you, LaVarne. Next person on the stack is Sherry.